He is under pressure because this is Real Madrid. He's been removed once by an unhappy Florentino Perez. I think he's done exceptionally.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Breakfast Bite. A bite-sized serving of Ireland's breakfast sports show.
Let's talk about Munster there for a second, if you don't mind. I know you relaxed last weekend ahead of the Bristol game by watching Munster on Friday night, but it turned out to be the opposite experience. It was very stressful and made you feel certain emotions. Now, I know Munster won their first game against San Francisco in the Champions Cup, but there were mitigating factors and sad were down to 13 men. Last week was a poor game all around by both sides, but they lose the cast. What do you think's going wrong for Munster at the moment? Is it just the collective issue that culturally it's not right and that they've found themselves back with the chase and pack and they're not standing out at all?
And it's the only club I ever played for and it means so much to you. And you're gone whatever over 10 years and you watch your team and you don't have any ties with the team, but you think you don't have ties, but you have huge ties and you watch that and they're the guys that follow you. And it was more, I think, the guys, and it wasn't me, but someone said to me not so long ago, a group of us, I think, played in 10 semi-finals of the European Cup, which is a good stat. Yeah, we only got over the line twice as players. We're in 4 finals. We played 10 European Cup semi-finals. So you're thereabouts. You can sleep at night. You can go to bed. You know that you've given your all. And there's a fierce, feeling of pride involved in that when you're one of the players, because you're representing Munster, the people of Cork, of all the provinces. Of all the tongues in Munster. And I don't think you have to look search too deep last weekend, Colin, where your best players need to be on fire to go to France and win. So you can talk about cultural issues, you can talk about structure issues, you can talk about budget issues, you can talk about recruitment issues, you can talk about personnel issues, but like there comes a moment where players need to front on the pitch. And Munster didn't have enough people or players that hit an 8 out of 10 to beat Cast, who were, in my mind, preparing for Bordeaux, because Cast have a big tradition in both competitions, but their goal is to get into the 6 and in France. So that was why it was a game, I think, that if they were on song, they could have won, and it potentially could have changed the trajectory of their season. Now they're in a dogfight again. There's uncertainty about who's going to coach them. And I think they need to make a decision on that to give clarity to whatever that staff is going to be. But you can't just have a season of transition in Munster. It's too big a club.
To state the absolute obvious, it feels like Munster really need to prioritise securing that permanent head coach. Have you had further thoughts about who it should be? So we know Felix Jones officially released from the RFU contract. Not that that would have mattered, because the stipulation of the contract was to prevent him going to other Tier 1 nations. Mike Prendergast has officially stated his interest in the job, and then we've heard the Stuart Lancaster rumours during the week about he's unhappy at Racing. Do you have an outstanding candidate that you'd like to see?
Well, if Felix Jones is available, I think he should be looked at. And that could involve either Mike Prendergast going head coach and Felix taking his role, or vice versa. Okay. I think with what Felix did with South Africa and the learnings he would have had there, the players he was working with, it's the very top level, isn't it? You know, when you win 2 World Cups, it's a phenomenal achievement. So, I would definitely look at bringing Felix in there. It, as I said, in either role, depends. I don't know how that would work with Mike Prendergast, as regards he said he wanted to go for the role.
He did, him signing the new deal, you wouldn't read too much into that, would you?
No, I think that stuff is like players would have been agreed well before. That would have been on the table weeks before. So before you get announcements, they're usually tied up a month before anyway. So I think that would have been done a good few weeks previous. But no, you don't read anything into that. I think you signed the contract anyway. That can be tailored and changed as regards if he was to step up. I don't think it's their immediate priority. I think the immediate priority is to try and, you know,
steady the ship.
Yeah, well, look, week before it's all positive, isn't it, against Stad, and they're in they start the competition well. You know, results can change very quickly. You know, they could get a performance tonight and get a little bit of momentum back.
Why isn't this immediate?
But they're at a level that's, you know, they're lacking depth and quality, and then when you have consistently the injuries that they have, you know, even players who are not well renowned and haven't played, you know, 50 times or 100 times for Munster, a lot of their squad are injured. You know what I mean? They've a lot of players who end up going playing AIL, picking up injuries as well and stuff. So it affects the way you train, the quality you have in the training pitch. And I know from my own experience of the feel-good factor around the squad when you see some of the players coming back and they're out in the field and there's a little bit of a competitive edge and you fear, God, there's guys coming back, they're going after my position. It increases the quality of training and the you know, a little bit of edge to the squad, and that's good. So, you know, Munster constantly probably having to bring players up from their academy and fill in positions because, you know, the injuries, they're very unlucky. Like, you know, some of them, again, there's a lot of bangs and knocks along the way. And, look, injuries happen, but it's just seemed to be consistently talking about it, you know.
Yeah.
And that's the disappointing thing coming out of last Friday night when you have four or five more injuries to contend with after the weekend, not just in that match, but a few in the AAL of some of the players that maybe would have been involved over the Christmas period.
Isn't that why hiring that permanent head coach should be a priority? Because it feels like everything is kind of going along now. It's a bit of stasis and there's nothing.
And look, that could be happening. I think, again, Munster and every other province and every other team in the UK and France are probably, they move quicker than most and they tie up players. You know, Roger probably mightn't tell you publicly, but he's player signed already for next season. I'm sure all the provinces, they are looking, you know, pre-Christmas to try and see who's available and not and who they can target. You know, like Dermot Kilgallen is a great player that Munster signed, really promising player from Connacht. You know, he comes back, plays one game, he pulled his hamstring in training, I think, and then comes back, play one game, breaks his wrist. Like, it's just
bad luck.
He's a player that would be very important from throughout this period as well. And it gives you a bit of variety, options. You can pack your bench a little bit more. I think Chris Boyd has come in for a period of time to probably analyse, assess, maybe give some feedback. I think Ian Costello will probably be looking at players with the other coaches and stuff like that. So, again, it's not a major priority. It would probably give a bit more stability and finish the conversations around the coaching ticket if they can finalise that. But I don't think it's something you rush into for the sake of it. There's possibly more candidates available next year, and you know, in your mid-season, trying to replace a coach like that, it's a tricky one. But
the Lancaster rumours, what do you make of those? Obviously, at this particular juncture, they're only rumours. He's obviously having a difficult enough time at addressing his complications. But hypothetically, would Lancaster be of major interest?
I don't know if it interests the people who make the decisions, but I'm sure, like, any decision around the head coach will be going through David Humphreys and the IRFU as well. And of course, he's someone who would interest any of the provinces here, given his record and the performance levels and what he did here with Leinster and his involvement here. So he's been in the Irish system, in other words, and he's done a real good job. I think French rugby and French coaching could break anyone, no matter what level you are. It can work out for you, and of course, but the culture is different. You'd probably...
politics.
Yeah, politics. And look, they're all individual owners, aren't they? So, you know, that doesn't mean that sometimes the owners will be very much hands-on. They'll be in the dressing rooms after matches, before matches. They'll be on training pitches. They'll be telling coaches to pick different players. But I think the biggest challenge is just, you know, the system, and we've always said it here, is you never have an issue with somebody breaking away and being not being a professional and out, you know, not training hard. I think there's very much a big work ethic in all the provincial setups here as regards fitness, conditioning, diet, the way they prepare and all that stuff. There's a standard around that performance stuff, and it's very well analysed from the IRFU right down through the SSC coaches. And sometimes that can be challenging in France. Attitudes of players, even if they're very fit, it just depends emotionally. Some weeks they're up for it, some weeks they're not. Getting your message across, speaking English, the language barrier, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, it's very up and down at the moment for Stuart, but he's, you know, that doesn't make him a bad coach. If the results aren't going well, it can be challenging for anyone. We saw Michael Checa going to Stade,
yeah,
and whatever hair he had left, he wanted to pull it out at times, you know. So it can be difficult, and there's so much quality in the French teams and strength and power, but sometimes you just, the attitude is a little bit different. So. And it would have been something that we would have always focused on, particularly when I played, is, you know, sometimes you're playing star-studded sides, but how far will they go as regard the pain threshold and what their attitude is like? And if you bring it to a kind of a real intensity that you'll find chinks in their armour and stuff like that. So, yeah, I think to answer your question, yeah, Stuart Lancaster has a good CV and would interest, he would be of interest to many different clubs if there was positions available.